From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird live.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Time for today's DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Panina says, hey, Maria, with the Leafs playoffs going on, how do you guys still manage to get to bed early? Do you watch that part of the game, record it, or do you just catch the highlights the next day?
Watch the whole thing.
Yeah, you stay up and watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Shem stays up and watches the whole thing.
Maury's there.
Maury's on location, yeah.
And
so
then
he's
has
there.
To, like, walk home and do all that stuff.
Maria, do you watch the whole game?
I watch the first two periods, and then I'll go to bed.
Yeah, so for me, remember that game that happened last week? It was, like, 8 o'clock, game one?
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the first period, and then I went to bed. There was one game last week where I stayed up and I watched the whole thing, and then I was a wreck the next day coming into work. But for most parts, I will watch the first period, go to bed, and then the next day, obviously check my phone, and then I watch like the YouTube highlights that the Leafs have.
Same.
And I watch the entire like 8-minute video or whatever.
When you're down there, Maury, how long does it take you to get out of there?
It's not too bad. I kind of stick around and party a little bit.
I mean, party.
There's some like people that are just sort of in crowds chanting and stuff, and I kind of fuel all of it. It's kind of
fun.
They're
all kids though, bro. They look like high school.
No, those people that are like out of the square, sort of on the streets, they're like the people from inside the arena who are now coming out drunk and stuff like that.
And
it's kind of fun.
You say you party with them. What do you mean?
Look, I'll just sort of, hang out and chant with them.
And then just walk home.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want to do it all the time, but like if you told me that there was good, like some sort of like wild lit, like, you know, party, like a house party or something like that with like recent high school graduates and they had like a keg of beer and a bunch of like lawn games, right? Yeah. Like would I go and party with them? Hell yeah, I would.
But for like what, 15 minutes and then you
half hour.
That's what you get out of Roz.
Yeah, it'd be like old school, right?
I used to go there when I was in high school.
Yeah.
To Maple Leaf Square?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Sahiba says, just have a question for Mocha. How does he feel losing back-to-back in King of Pins and then the Roz and Mocha votes 2025? Just curious. No shade at all.
Hold on. That sounds like shade fully.
No.
Maybe she's just asking.
They forgot about the rap beef as well.
Shem.
It's really three.
Yeah, it should be three there.
When it comes to bowling, sure, I choked. I was way overconfident, okay?
Shem wins! Shem wins!
I could dust Shem again, though, if we ever bowled.
Okay.
I would also say when it came to the vote, Roz and Mocha votes, I mean, Roz came in here, you were prepared with ammo. So
no.
Like, you were prepared with ammo. You got the W because you had my Sunshine Boy photo that you threatened to release.
Here's my thing is that I would actually argue that on Roz and Mocha votes. I would argue because it was explained to me this way because I was, like, gloating about my win. And it was explained to me that it is not actually a win for me. It was actually a win for you.
Oh, yeah, because my people all came out to protect me.
They all came out to protect you.
Yeah.
Right. Because we saw how I was polling, and I was way up in the polls. And the final decision was very close. Mm-hmm. So half the audience really wanted to see that picture of you in a hot tub as a sunshine boy. But the majority of the audience came out to protect you. So I don't actually think that that's the big L that maybe some people might think.
I think in fairness, it was a loss for the country because seeing that photo, you have no idea what you're missing.
I agree with you.
Shem, you still suck, bro. Next DM.
What?
Maria.
Okay, Rebecca says, do you consider yourself to be high maintenance or possibly too attached to luxurious things in life?
Maria, you answer first.
I don't think I'm high maintenance. at all. I'm actually not. I think I like certain things, but what I like aren't high maintenance. Like, I don't go and buy, like, the top products and everything because I have to. I go with what I can afford and what is worthwhile. So I'm very, like, I do things that possibly to some people could be high maintenance, but I don't think I'm high maintenance.
Damn it, Maury's both those things.
Yeah.
Right? Extremely.
Like, you remember on The Office when they had the Finer Things Club?
Uh-huh.
Right? That's Maury.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah,
that's Maury. Maury's high maintenance, and Maury likes the finer things, mm-hmm. right? The extravagant things, even though you can't afford them, can't do any of that stuff.
Like, what's that place in New York where you get that hot chocolate?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Serendipity 3?
Right. So this place in New York, which hotel is it? Is it the Plaza?
Serendipity 3 is its own standalone. Okay.
So I remember when, because this is the place, I guess it's for the movie. I don't know what's so special about
sure.
it. But it's expensive as hell.
Is it?
And you got a book like way in advance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember when it was Maury and Matthew. Are we allowed to talk about this?
The wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. So when they got married in New York.
When have we not?
Well, for a long time, you were like, keep it a hush-hush from, I don't know, somebody. Or
people who weren't invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Did that person die? Maybe that's why we can't
nope.
talk about
nope.
it?
No. Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
I remember I called that restaurant because as a wedding gift, I wanted to get them a reservation at this place.
Okay.
So I called the restaurant and I said, hey, these people are getting married, and as a gift, I'd like to set them up at the table, and I'd like to pay for this stupid hot chocolate that they love,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And they were like, this was like a couple of weeks out. They said, we have already been fully booked for months for something like this. This happened in December.
Really?
You would have had to book in summer. So
that's
I can't remember
hilarious.
What we did.
Really? That's the first time I've heard of this
really?
Because then I called, I didn't know you were doing that. I called the owner, Stephen Bruce. I got the movie table, no problem.
So you didn't call Stephen Bruce.
Oh, that's
is it
a mistake.
Steve and Bruce or no, Stephen Bruce?
Stephen Bruce.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Neither of them surprised me.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. It's always a fun conversation that happens because of what you are sending to us on socials. Maria gathers them, puts them together, and we chat about them on the show. Thanks, yeah. Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, here we go. Time for today's DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
All right, Craig says, Shem just had his birthday. I hope he enjoyed his day.
Oh, thank you.
Roz just had his milestone birthday. So who would be next for their milestone? Would it be Maury's 50th, Shem's 40th, Maria's 30th? And we all know Mocha is 21 forever.
Mm.
My birthday was in February.
Happy belated birthday, Craig. Okay, so, well, Maury's already past 50, so next milestone for him would be 60.
Hold on. Just wait.
I'm too weak to hurt you.
Okay. Okay, first of all, Shem, how you just turned?
38.
38. Yeah. Maria, you are very late 20s, but specifically?
I'll be 29 in August.
29 in August.
That's you.
Okay. Maury, you are?
I'm going to be 47.
47.
So Maria's going to be the next milestone.
Yes, yeah. Maria right. is the Maria's the next milestone. Maria's 30th.
We are going to get so many giant number 30 inflatables in
oh
here for you, girl.
Yeah.
We're going to decorate that. Like, it's going to be 30
everything.
But see,
you guys, like, typically the show, because I'm in August, everyone takes vacation, so I could just hide and no one will know.
Oh, I'll make sure that for your birthday that we're all here.
Yeah. Like, right? do you even think that that's a possibility?
Like,
that
for
that we're not going to acknowledge that you're 30?
Oh.
Right?
I don't even want to acknowledge that I'm 29 in
acknowledge?
August.
Acknowledge?
Yep, you will.
The song that I have for you for 30?
We've already been planning. We've already been talking about what Maria's 30th is going to look like around here.
I have pencil sketches about what. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a sketchbook.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I got a lot planned.
You know, our props department been working around the clock
don't
behind
even
the
worry
scenes.
Worry about it. And then so Shem 40, which will be a big one.
Yeah.
And Maury 50.
Yeah.
Which will. Well, how far out of 50 are you, Maury?
Next
well,
year.
No.
2 years?
Three, four.
Sure.
6 months.
Yeah.
This year, right?
No.
How old are you?
Going to be 47.
Bro. No.
Yeah. We should
I mean, I know. It's shocking you because I look, what, 30?
60. Yo, we should throw Maury a 50th birthday this year.
Every year. Right?
Just reoccurring 50.
Yeah. Why don't we just start now
yeah.
and then we'll get it right eventually.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Oh,
there you go.
Damn.
Next DM, please, Maria.
So many milestones coming up. This is incredible. I'm so excited.
So Marissa says, Dammit Maury has the nickname Dammit. Uh-huh. But if he had to give the rest of the crew a nickname to their name, what would it be? For example, Miniature Mocha.
Oh.
Yo, yeah. That's enough not said. Even fair. Yeah.
Enough said.
What do you mean enough said? No. Like, Shem already has enough.
Bro, I got so many nicknames, yeah.
You have
man.
Cheesecake. You have pork tart. You have Gentle Jesus. What was the other one?
C-Pappy.
Cookie Burger.
Yeah. Cookie Burger. Yeah. We got C-Pappy.
Yeah.
There's one more. I can't remember.
No, I think that's it.
That's it.
I think Twisted something or
no, no, no. I think that those are all the officials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are all canon, right? As they say.
Yeah. What nickname would we give to Maria?
Gyro.
Come on.
Yeah. Nailed it. Next DM, please.
No. Can we pick another one, please?
No, we got to move on. Girl.
Oh. All right. Taylor says, if you were a key on a keyboard, which key would you be?
Oh, what?
A key on a keyboard. So,
for
like,
some
would
reason,
you be
I'm very
backspace?
Interested in this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Delete is a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What would yours be, Maria? What's your answer?
If you were a key on a keyboard.
I mean, the one I want to say is more logical, but if I say it, I'm going to get roasted. So say I would it. Like to give it a second, please.
No. Say your first answer. You won't get roasted.
Well, I was going to say enter because.
Yo!
Hey! Not because this is what I mean. Not everything needs to be turned that way. What I'm saying is because you could do so much.
Whoa, Maria, you're not allowed to answer this question.
Damn, girl.
If you're typing, you know, you have to use the enter button to go down, to go sideways.
Yo, Maria! I know your boyfriend's listening and everything, but yo, keep those conversations between the two of y'all. No.
Maria's.
All right? Not everything has to be on the radio.
Maria's an enter in the world just looking for her F10.
Oh my god.
This is why I shouldn't have said anything.
Yo, look at your phone. Your boyfriend's calling you.
Oh my god.
Shem, you got an answer?
I was gonna say space bar because it's the biggest.
No, Shem, you are definitely shift 3.
What does shift 3 do?
Pound.
Oh, hey. I'm gonna take that as a compliment whether you meant it or not.
Yo. Okay, what's Maury? What's Maury?
Maury is hold on here.
I was gonna do period because of the poem. I could be like stop.
No, Maury's 100% numlock.
Okay. Yo, you're really good at this, Ross. I'm afraid to ask what I would be.
See, my I got a different keyboard. I got a different keyboard on here. Like, I have insert on my keyboard.
Yo,
Certainly not touching that one.
No, definitely not. What about home?
Home? Yeah, I would say backspace.
Why backspace?
I don't know. That's kind of fly, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Right?
I guess.
Fly. Shut up, Shem. People say fly.
Wait, can I pick a new one?
Nope. It's already locked.
Roz, can you please pick a new one for me?
Too bad. That's already taken.
No, it's already taken.
Roz, what would yours be?
Yeah. Wait, people say fly.
Yeah, no, they don't.
It's rad. It's totally rad. Totally rad. I still say rad all the time. You sons of bitches. Okay.
What about... Oh, escape. Because Roz in public
Thank you.
Looks for a way to escape every single time.
My keyboard also has an end button.
Yeah. Okay, so we got pound, numlock, enter...
Escape. And home. There you go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. That was great today. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah, you got it.
Roz and Mopus DM. Deep dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. Once again, gang is all here. He's Roz. I'm Mocha. Damon Moore is here. Maria is here. Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a.k.a. Pork Tart, a.k.a. Cookie Burger, a.k.a. C. Poppy, a.k.a. Gentle Jesus. Am I missing one?
No.
That's it.
That's
all right.
It.
Anyway, we're all here. It's time for the DM deep dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay. Steven says, if you had to do a body swap with someone between the five of you, aiming solely to make it as funny as possible, who would it be? I actually couldn't come up with an answer because you all have gender, race, and sexuality as factors, but I settled on Shem and Maury swap or Shem and Maria. I think if Roz and Mocha swap, they'd both just be miserable and not funny.
Why can't I swap with Roz?
Well, that's just his
thing. You yeah, flip-flop like, with Roz.
So this has to be not for, like,
logical
in order, yeah, in order
reasons.
To get through the day.
Yes.
This is for comedy yeah. purposes
comedy
only.
Purposes, uh-huh. right.
Wow, I'm a common denominator, I see.
Yeah, so I hilarious. Think, well, I mean, I do think this. I think that if...
Wait, hold on. If Roz switches with me, is Roz then gay?
Who says I'm gay?
No, you're like, no, I would be straight, but just in your body. It would be me. It's like Freaky Friday.
Maury's dream come true.
Right? Yeah,
you would like wait, so part. Then, yeah. so if I switch, so then you're gay.
Why are you gay?
Well, yeah, I would, well, no, I wouldn't be gay. You're still the only gay one. You would just be in my body.
Stop trying to turn Roz gay.
No, but if I'm in Roz, then is Roz gay?
No.
You are gay.
No.
No. You, man.
No. Listen, you're the gay one. If we Freaky Friday'd, you would just be you, but inside this gorgeous vessel.
Lesbian? Homosexual?
Think of all the things gay. I could do.
Right? I mean, I already know what I would do. Like, I would spend the afternoon just creating blackmail if I was in Maury's body.
Uh-huh.
I would set up a camera and I would do all sorts of really, really wild stuff. And I would just send all those files to me. And anytime I needed to blackmail Maury, I would just say, hey, man, you keep going with this and these get released.
Yeah. Check
you know what
out.
I mean? Yeah. It's just you. Now, I would say for comedy purposes, if it was Shem and Maury, that would be great.
Uh-huh.
Because Shem in that little tiny Maury body, Maury in that, you know, getting, you know, all of Shem, right? You know what I mean, right?
That was so hilarious.
You know? I think that Shem and Maria would be fun, too, if they Freaky Friday'd.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that for comedy, I do think that it would be funny if Mocha and I Freaky Friday'd.
I think so, too.
I do. Because I would want to do the whole day with you.
Uh-huh.
Right. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, I would just want to go out with you. I wouldn't want to go home and have to, you know what I mean? All that stuff. Uh-huh. Right. Like,
well, like take Cruz to hockey.
Yeah. Well, no, but
and, like,
we
walk the dog.
No, Mocha and I have already, we had this conversation years ago that the rule is if something ever did happen, if we were ever out and did get struck by lightning, mm-hmm. right. And we did Freaky Friday, we switched bodies. We all have long standing rule that it would be fine. Just no wife stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But what if? Question,
right?
Right. What if it's a night where I'm you,
yeah,
and Catherine is feeling some type of ways,
yeah,
and is like coming on to you,
right,
or coming on to me,
yeah.
I gotta push her away and be like, "Nah, baby, not tonight. I'm tired."
Mm. Isn't that what he says all the time?
Thanks for being
another day.
Would I mean
at that point? What do I say? How do I get out of it? You tell me how to get out of it.
Yeah.
What do I say?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm irresistible. That's the hard problem.
That's the
real problem with all of this. No, we can't introduce wife stuff.
Okay.
Right? Like this
you
just
got to, man. That's part of it, bro.
Sorry, Catherine.
How long are how long are we Freaky Friday'd for?
Just like 24 hours.
Okay. What if the only way to get to undo the Freaky Friday was to do wife stuff?
All right, done. I mean, sorry, yeah. You didn't say done at the same time, bro.
What's
wow.
that?
Now I feel like...
A little excited there, bud.
Yeah, a little
oh,
too
shoot.
Excited.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought we were both saying done at the same time.
I know.
Because we're bros,
listen,
right?
I know what's happening. Next time it rains, Mocha's going to grab me by the arm and walk me outside and start stuffing tinfoil in my pockets.
Oh, yo, come no. with me. We gonna go this way.
Stand close to that pole. Let me get your picture right by that pole.
Yo, next.
Here, hold this umbrella.
Next DM, please, Maria.
What minor inconvenience would you curse someone with?
Oh, my God. That if I could curse somebody with?
Yeah, that's they, from Lisa, by the
they
way.
They would hear everything in life on a 30-second delay.
Oh, my gosh. Does that mean even in person? Like
televisions,
conversations,
movies, oh, car yeah. horns.
Oh, no. That would suck.
Everything. The last call for boarding.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, train no. door.
That's evil, man.
Yeah.
The ding of a bus.
Oh, yeah.
Next
yeah.
stop. Oh,
yeah.
no.
Put your hands behind your back.
Oh, no.
Bro,
why are you resisting?
That could be.
Why are you resisting?
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh,
I think I would do that. 30-second delay.
That's a really good one. See, I was just going to give like an answer like, I don't know, someone's house key got lost like off of the key ring.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's a minor inconvenience.
Sure.
Right?
That seems like a big inconvenience.
No, because if you have, I mean.
You just go get another key.
Yeah.
But you need the key to get a key.
So why wouldn't you call Matthew?
Then you just go to the hardware store, buy a new lock.
Oh.
It's not that big of an inconvenience, Maury.
I was going to say turn off the hot water in their hot water tank. They can't have hot water.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's an inconvenience for
sure. I remember a long time ago, I don't know if it was you, Roz, or maybe Maury had said, Removing the batteries from the remote control for your TV.
All of them.
Yeah, every single one. Yeah. Maria, what's your answer?
I think I would have them hear a constant hum.
That's a really good answer. Shem?
Somehow make everything left, right, and everything right, left.
But then you get used to that after a while.
No, but like everything. Like everything that you do, everything that you think that you would do that like that you would do left would end up being right.
Oh, you mean flip their hands. Like you're no longer right-handed, you're left-handed.
Yeah. That'd be so annoying.
So does that mean when you're driving, like you're turning right instead of left, but you're actually going left?
Correct.
See, that would mess them up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
That's a big inconvenience. Yeah. That's not a minor inconvenience. Well, that's like, that's dangerous there, Shem.
I would take away all their forks.
Yeah.
You could just use your hands.
See, that works out for Shem.
You
left
would go straight
day.
To hands? You wouldn't even go with spoon?
Oh, I forgot about the other utensils.
Yeah.
I guess those two.
Anyway, now's a great time to just end the DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs.
Oh, yeah, spoons.
Spoons, forks, knives, sporks.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Time for another round of DMs. Thank you, everyone, by the way, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. Any of the KISS social accounts that you send them to, go straight to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Christina says, if each of you were one of the seven dwarfs, which would you be and why? So there's Bashful, Doc, Dopey, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Sneezy.
Shem for sure sleepy.
Oh, man.
Roz is grumpy.
Yeah. Maria would be dopey. I would say Maria is happy. Mm-hmm. Or bashful, and I would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally be happy.
I would agree with you on that, Shem.
Sleepy? No way.
I would agree with you on that.
Because you have a CPAP machine. That's why you're sleepy.
But I don't get that from Shem, though. Like, just because he has sleep issues, but he doesn't strike me as sleepy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right. So you can be happy then, too.
You think I'm bashful? Shy?
I would say sometimes. Yeah absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think Maury could also claim sneezy, because sometimes, when you're in that room.
For sure.
Dog, I swear you have, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're hanging on to COVID or something.
Yeah.
But something is making you sneeze.
I only sneeze
so much
in this room.
Yeah, I would say Maury, definitely Mocha. Maury's sneezy.
So what, me and Shem got to share happy?
No, you're not allowed to share. No sharesies.
Okay.
I would definitely be, I guess, grumpy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maury's sneezy.
Okay, Shem, I'll be happy. You got to be dopey.
Yeah, that works.
What?
Done. Next DM, please.
Dopey?
Yeah. Sorry, man. It's just the way it worked out.
Renee says, do you think chivalry is dead?
Yes.
No.
Okay. First, Maury, go.
Because yesterday I was at the grocery store, and you know when you put your groceries on the conveyor belt, you're supposed to put the little plastic divider for the next person?
Mm-hmm.
The guy in front of me didn't do that. So I was like, yo, plastic thing, please.
So Maury, I think you might be confusing courtesy with chivalry.
Yeah, that's not chivalry, man.
That's courtesy.
Hold on. Was it a hot guy?
From behind.
Okay.
Hey, so I didn't see
sometimes
the front.
That's all that matters,
the front. I didn't see the front.
You didn't see the front. Whoa.
Okay.
Maria, you said no, chivalry is not dead.
No. I think there are people who are chivalrous and there's people who are not, but I don't think it's dead. Like, my boyfriend's extremely chivalrous.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yo, Maury, stay away, bro. Also, you're married.
No, I'm just not.
Also, that's Maria's boyfriend.
I just said nice.
He is. I have not, every time we go anywhere, I don't open a door. Like, he makes sure he walks around and opens my door all the time. Even if, I'm walking in my car, he'll open my own driver's side door.
That's nice. Right.
So how's that different than the plastic thing at the grocery store?
Because
that
guy wasn't your boyfriend. Also, you're married.
No, but I'm just saying.
So chivalrous is like you have this, need to sort of, help people in distress and you're sort of courageous and you are courteous and you it's a thing that you are as opposed to a common courtesy, which is when you're at the grocery store, you put the thing behind your groceries.
Like chivalry, Matthew opening your chair when you're in a restaurant so you're gonna sit down.
It's an ongoing sort of lifestyle of somebody who is chivalrous, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Also, you're married.
Do you guys think chivalry is dead from your generation looking down?
I think much like what Maury does, I think that people often confuse being courteous with being chivalrous. And there's nothing wrong with being courteous at all.
No,
but the sort of chivalry thing, I don't think it's as attractive as a quality for a man to women anymore.
Really?
I think if not done the way that somebody wants it done, it looks very much like questioning somebody's either independence or their, if you're not ready to receive chivalry, I think that it can be an extreme turn off.
There you go. We got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Steven says, if you had to choose one other coworker to be handcuffed to for 72 hours, who would it be?
Roz. Oh, you weren't going to say me?
What?
No one picked me.
Maria.
You guys are mean.
What?
Maria, I don't want to be handcuffed to you. You don't want to be handcuffed to me.
No, you would fight all day long.
Right?
Yeah, that is true.
Because honestly, I don't want to, like, I don't want to have to go
I'll
to the bathroom.
Myself to you, Maria, then.
When Maria has to go number two.
Oh, no, taking
you know?
That back.
You know what I mean?
No, I literally wouldn't go for 72 hours.
Yeah.
You're holding it in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
we promise to, like not speak a word of it and, like,
no,
plug
I
ears
would,
and
I would
close
hold
eyes?
It.
No, but
hold
then
it.
But then I'm going to have to listen to your belly full of poop while we sleep, right?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do that, right? And also, I'm sorry, Maria, you can't be dragging my arm around doing your nighttime routine.
With the 18 creams?
With the 18, yeah. Like, sorry. I'm going, yeah. you know, I'm going Shem.
Okay.
For sure. Maury, no. No.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely not.
Because he would figure out a way to make it permanent.
You say no about, like, to everything from nobody wants to do anything with me.
Because
I don't want to be handcuffed to Maury, you.
You don't want to switch bodies with me. You don't want to be handcuffed to me.
I don't.
You
don't and wanna... I don't. I also don't want to be handcuffed to Maria. I don't want to be handcuffed to Mocha.
But also, Maury, you always make everything weird. Your answers are always weird, man.
You make me make everything weird.
No, we don't.
No, no. I don't trust you enough to be handcuffed to you.
100%.
You know what, though? If it came right down.
I'll put my other hand in my pocket.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, God. Yo,
honestly, now you know why, bro. Now you know why.
And I'm on the same level as him where no one wants to be with me. Are you kidding me?
No, actually, now that I think about it, Maria, if I had to be handcuffed to somebody while they go number two, it would definitely be you over Maury. No offense, Maury.
I mean, I don't eat anymore, so I don't go.
Even still.
Yeah,
even
no,
still. All
I
right. That's a wrap on today's DM Deep Dive. Thank you, everyone. Keep them coming in, and we'll talk about them on the show. Thanks, Maria.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
So Maria is not here today. Does not stop the DM Deep Dive from happening, though. Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a.k.a. Pork Tart, is in the building.
Mm-hmm. Shemmy, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Rashmi asks, looking back on our lives so far and how everyone is in a relationship, do you regret any previous relationships you've had? or do you think your dating history helped you as a partner? My friends and I have always had this debate that not everything should be considered a mistake.
Oh, God, no. Like, I've made a lot of mistakes, right?
I agree.
But
reading your book.
But I don't know how many, like, the actual relationships themselves weren't necessarily mistakes. The way they started and the way they ended were sometimes problematic. But I would say that the mistakes that happened were, you know, not necessarily within, like, relationships. Of course you're going to grow and you're going to realize who you are, but I think in a relationship, even a bad relationship, it may inspire you to know what you don't want as opposed to what you want, you know? And I think that people are too very much focused on what they want. And when you get to the what I don't want, a lot of it is very superficial, right?
Sure.
But you don't know how you don't want to feel until you've felt it. And I think that only comes from, you know, having bad relationships.
Yeah.
And
I think
not everything's perfect, right?
Yeah. And with every relationship or experience, you learn from it. And then it helps you progress in life and become the person that you are right now. So without those experiences, you wouldn't be who you are today.
Yeah, but you might be better, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe, sure.
You know? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that all comes with realization afterwards, right? Shem, how do you feel about that?
There's only really one relationship that I would say that I sort of regret, and it's because I entered it when I definitely wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Like at all. Sure. And I feel like I may have hurt that person, you know, because I just wasn't myself. I wasn't ready. I had gone through some prior trauma in a previous relationship, and I sort of just jumped into it. And I do regret that actual relationship. Nothing to do with the person, everything to do with me jumping in too early.
But didn't that teach you, though, like, not to be that way again?
Yeah, but totally did.
But think you're ready, though, right?
Like, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
I did. But again, I more so regret the pain that it would have caused.
Yeah.
That's all.
More, you've never had another serious relationship.
No, I've had other boyfriends or whatever. I mean, there are none that I regret. There's some that I miss.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. Like who?
I mean, no, like you know, like there are certain times you're like, wow, the sex was great.
Wow.
Like when? When did you feel that last?
I don't know, like a few months ago.
Yeah. But frequently, though.
Yeah, I mean, I love what I have, but there are times you're like...
I love what I have.
There are times you're like, what?
There are times you're like, oh, man, that was hot.
Wow.
Anyway,
dude, I'm just being honest.
Don't.
The one time, like, you should not be honest, dog.
Yeah, like I really don't care. The only person that cares is about this is your husband. Like, I could care less what you say right now. Right? The only person this impacts is your husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shem, let's move on, please. Maria's not here, by the way, today, so Shem is helping out with the DM deep dive. Go ahead.
Yeah, next question says, if Canada, the entire country, had its own dating app, what would it be called?
Oh.
I guess specific to Canada, obviously, right?
Specific
51st
to...
state, you up? I'm just kidding.
I have a name, but...
What?
I was going to say, can you call it Beaver?
I mean...
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
But you'd spell it like B-E-V-R.
V-R, yes. No, B-E-A-V-R.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how all apps work. You got to take out that last vowel.
They would try to make some sort of, I don't know, like how Maury did... with Beaver, would make some sort of reference, Canadian reference.
Yeah.
Syrup.
Why?
Huh?
Because, like, maple syrup, so you can call, like, the app syrup.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Because, like, Canada. I'm just trying to think of a fun name.
Like, Grindr means something.
We do, like, igloo, igwoo.
Yeah, igwoo.
Igwoo.
Yeah, see, that's good. Yeah, play on the stereotypes, right?
Uh-huh.
Cuteen.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Right?
Do you have an answer, Shem?
I don't know. The first thing that came up to mind had nothing to do with relationships, and that was bagged milk, so that doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. Bagged milk. But you know what? That probably would. Yeah. That probably. Where'd you guys meet? Bagged milk? Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
All right, what else you got, Shem? Talk for one more, bro.
All right, Cody says, would you rather, this is interesting, would you rather have all songs that currently exist, but they're all sung by Pitbull, the artist, or have one Pitbull song that every artist sings a version and has their own interpretation of?
Oh,
man.
I'd rather different songs.
Yeah.
All different songs, but done
all
by
Pitbull.
That's
but
like
at least
everything,
different
though,
But at least they're different lyrics.
I know, but bro, this is like cross-genre. Every rock song, every reggae dancehall song, every country song, every pop song, every metal song, every like thrash metal song.
Like could you hear Pitbull doing I Would Always Love You?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, incredible. I could actually. If anyone could pull it off, it's Pitbull. Yeah. Great round of DMs today. Thank you, everyone. Keep coming in. Maria's not here today. Shem did a wonderful, wonderful job. And we'll do the DM deep dive again, as we do every day. Thanks, Shem.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.